Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time, and it's Big Issues, Big Guests. And when we were offered the opportunity to talk with the U.S. drug czar, Jim Carroll, yeah, we want to do that. Given New Jersey on the cusp of legalizing, not legalizing, given here in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, the opioid crisis and nationwide, we welcome the Philadelphia U.S. drug czar, Jim Carroll, joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Do I call you Mr. Czar, Jim Carroll?
I think, why don't you just say Jim?
All right, Jim. I mean, do you get used to being called when you go home? And does your wife, like mine, say, so you were the drug czar today? Put out the trash. It's trash night.
Yes. She said that last night.
There you go. It always is that way. We could even be czars. That didn't happen to the czars in Russia. They weren't putting out trash. But you're here in the Philadelphia area today. Why are you visiting?
Dom, thanks so much for having me on. I'm here for two really great reasons. One is to recognize one of the drug task forces in the area for a major takedown of people trafficking drugs into this region from overseas, getting it here, killing so many people, so many, you know, family members of your listeners. And so I'm here today to recognize them and present them an award from the White House for their great work. But also, well, for another important reason, and that is to talk with families who have lost a child, lost a loved one to this disease of addiction. And so I'm here today to meet with Tony Luke, of the famous Tony Luke's, and have a cheesesteak with him, but also sadly talk about his family tragedy of losing his son to this addiction. But we're also going to meet with other families and some of the great drug prevention efforts that President Trump and I are spending here in this area.
Well, let's talk about some of that. Now, I'll get to Colorado in a moment, but I want to talk about New Jersey, which is poised. And the only thing that stopped them, I believe, Jim, was the fact of the taxation and all that. I mean, they want to be recreational marijuana. They haven't done it yet. We know the federal laws and all that. What is happening? Let's talk Colorado vis-a-vis New Jersey. What are your thoughts, someone who does this every day at the highest level, about recreational marijuana in these legalization states?
What I think is that we're getting ahead of the science. We're promoting during a research on marijuana as fast as possible. I talked to the DA administrator several times a week. I was with them yesterday. They're trying to push it out to researchers so we can understand both the benefits and the disadvantages, the concerns about the use of marijuana. This is not your father's marijuana. The marijuana that's on the streets today is two or three times stronger than it was in the 1980s.
And Jim, can I interrupt and ask you, because of it being synthetic, is that why? Because of the, okay, yeah.
No, that's not even that. I'm talking about the regular smoked, you know, pot.
Why is that? We hear that all the time, and we don't know exactly sometimes what that means. Why is it more?
Because what they've done is they have applied science to this.
Okay.
And just like there's, you know, greater production of corn on the corn stalk, the THC, what gets you high on a marijuana plant, is now at an all-time high. But the edibles that you just mentioned, you know, and of course it's, you know, brownies and you know, Hello Kitties and things like that, which also is attractive, you know, to young people, that the THC on that can be 80%, 90%, and we just don't know the impact that has on the human body. We know that it impacts the developing mind, but we know research can show some good things. And through research, we produced the first licensed derivative of a marijuana plant last year for epilepsy in children, and it has no THC, so they're not getting high on it. They're just getting the medical benefit from it.
Now, does the phrase, Jim, does the phrase, now you talked about addiction as a disease, does the phrase war on drugs still cross your desk? Is that the branding or is it something else? How would you characterize how you're approaching this in the Trump administration policy?
what we're doing is we are approaching this in a three-prong, all-of-government approach. I don't have the luxury of just focusing on one issue. I can't just focus on law enforcement and arresting people and arresting the traffickers. We have to do that. We have to stop the people who are sending drugs to America from killing us. Almost all the drugs that are killing Americans come from outside the U.S. That's why President Trump declared a national emergency. What we also, though, have to do is focus on treatment. With 18, 20 million people who need treatment, we need to get more in. And that's been a priority of mine. It's of the president. And under this president, we have 20% more people getting treatment than ever before. But what's also important is prevention, getting education out to, especially to kids. Within 50 miles of downtown Philadelphia, my office funds 15 prevention programs targeted at kids 18 and under so they understand the dangers of this. So we have to, all three, we have to work on interdiction of drugs coming into the country. We have to help people get into treatment and support their long-term recovery. And then we have to work on prevention.
Let's talk about drugs coming into the country. I'm the biggest fan of the wall, want to see that wall and believe it's very helpful. But there seems to be a debate, and maybe you have more of a statistical advantage on this, of so-called ports of entry versus people that are coming in across vast sections of the country where there's no barrier. Do you know, do you have a good handle of how drugs get into the country?
Absolutely. So many of the drugs that are killing us are coming across the southwest border. The Department of Homeland Security sees thousands of pounds of fentanyl, the deadly drug that just, you know, a few grams can kill someone who has never used it before. But, you know, by weight alone, and people don't realize this, Dom, I'm so happy you mentioned it. By weight alone, there's actually more drugs seized between ports of entry than at ports of entry. And even for those people who, you know, don't want to believe that, and those stats are published on DHS's website, it's publicly known, all that you have to think is, well, if all we do is enhance a port of entry, of course they're going to move between the ports of entry. They're not going to give up just because we have more agents at a facility. They're going to go, you know, 3 miles down the road and come across where there's not a wall. They're not going to give up. And so they're dynamic. They're well-financed. They have the capability to continue to get these drugs. That is one part of what we need to do to stop these drugs from getting into America and getting into your listening audience.
Is it your office, because we know this is primarily a legal matter, but I'm sure they involve you, so-called harm reduction, safe injection sites, several cities, Philadelphia, sad to say, and we have the U.S. attorney on a lot who's hell-bent to stop this because it is illegal, are proposing this, kind of throwing up their hands versus your three-pronged approach addressing all parts of this. Does it come through your office, this safe injection stuff?
What we know is that it's against the law, and until Congress changes the law, we absolutely can't support it. Obviously, it's an illegal activity, but also the data, when you look at it across the world, because there are some countries that have it, it does not really show that it works. They have a very poor rate of getting people into treatment. We support needle exchanges so that people aren't, you know, catching HIV, hepatitis, things like that. But what we see in countries where they have done it is it's a fraction of people are actually getting the help that they need. And that's what we need to focus on, getting them into treatment. We have to help these people.
The opioid crisis, hard hit here, Bucks County, Gloucester County in Jersey, Bucks County in Pennsylvania, Jim. And my fear, and some of our listeners need these significant drugs in order to function normally. We see that due to the problems associated with it, sometimes there's a fear of too much of a crackdown on doctors. I'm not talking about people that are illegal, but I'm talking about routine stuff. You know, you can only get three pills here. You got to come back in 2 weeks. Big inconvenience, big problems. What are you seeing on this to try to get a handle? Because I think doctors have really educated themselves on it. We made a lot of progress with this.
Yeah, we've educated doctors, and now we need to educate patients about the dangers of being on opioids for too long a period of time. We know people have chronic pain. We know that they need it for a variety of medical conditions. The last thing that we want to do is take away opioids, painkillers from people that need it. My mother has really bad arthritis, and she needs it on occasion. And so that's the last thing that we want to do. But what we do want to make sure is that doctors and patients know the dangers. And when they do need it in their house, that it's kept safely in a position where other people can't access it.
What are we going to see from your office coming up? What is your prime focus, Jim? We've talked about the mission and all that. That's kind of imminent, and I'm so glad you came on today and you're in Philadelphia. I'd like to have you on whenever. Hey, pick up the phone. I see what Dom's doing today. Call in, because what you're doing is so vital, and so much of the stuff of what listeners talk to me about, and as educated as we think we are, you're actually doing it. So what are you going to be doing next? What's imminent through your office?
The next story is with the president yesterday, and the next, I'll be going to the southwest border again in a few weeks to sort of see the latest trends of how, you know, the drugs are being brought into the U.S. And then I'll be doing a bunch of other national visits. I have to go to these communities. Tom, what I hear from you and what I learn when I'm in these trips is really what's happening on the ground. And so I'll be doing a lot of that, but I'm gearing up for a trip to China where the fentanyl is coming from and coming into this country, either directly from China in the mail or going to Mexico and then coming across the border. So I'm going there to meet with the senior government officials there to enforce the law that President Trump got them to pass on May 1st of this year to make sure that they stop sending this drug in. You know, you mentioned Pennsylvania. Obviously, it's a state that we're very concerned about because this region has been hit really hard, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. There's actually a little bit of good news, which is in the most recent 12-month reporting period we have from Pennsylvania, which just ended a little while ago, we actually have a 21% reduction in the number of people dying in Pennsylvania. Still far too many.
Exactly.
One is too many.
What do we attribute that to? What is it that you think is working here?
I think our plan is working. That three-prong approach where we're beefing up our law enforcement, beefing up the interdiction of drugs coming into the country. We're spending millions in Pennsylvania and New Jersey on education. And then we're putting our arm around the people that need treatment and hand delivering them to a treatment facility, taking them by the arm, telling them we love them. It's not a moral failure. They have a disease and we're going to help them.
Well, would you give a shout out specifically? Because I'm not sure the people you're honoring today, is this the drug bust that happened in Philadelphia Harbor? Is that where you're going to be?
We're recognizing a part of a task force here between federal, state, and local members of the Philadelphia Office's Cybercrime Investigations Unit,
okay,
working, as I said, with a bunch of others, a huge takedown of a dark web site where drugs were coming in. The high-intensity drug trafficking areas, these task forces that I sponsor out of my office, they have some unbelievable statistics. For the first time in 17 years, my office under President Trump, we expanded drug task forces to all 50 states. 93 of the top 100 cities have one of our drug task forces there. And they've resulted in 90,000 arrests in 1 year alone and removed $16 billion wholesale value, $16 billion wholesale value of drugs off our streets. God bless them for what they're doing. They're saving lives every day. And they're also the first ones to help someone who has an addiction and get them into treatment.
Thank you very much. Thanks for that initial visit. Anytime, we'd love to talk with you. And thank you for the people that you're honoring today here in Philadelphia.
Thank you, Tom. I'd love to be on anytime, and we can go get a cheesesteak any point.
Of course. There we go. That's a good deal. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.